really hopeful for a successful outcome. They're taking up two cases, actually. There's a challenge to Proposition 8 in California, which, you know, banned marriage for loving committed couples in that state. And multiple lower courts have ruled that that is unconstitutional. And, you know, we're hopeful and confident that the court will affirm that. There is also a case from New York State, which was a challenge to the so-called Defense of Marriage Act, which was basically a ban on marriage for same-sex couples on the federal level. So that means if you are legally married, for example, in New York or California while it was legal, your marriage will not be recognized by the federal government. So that has several ramifications. You know, in the case of Edie Windsor from New York, that meant that though she was married and though she, you know, had the support of New York State and her community and her family, you know, unfortunately, when her partner died, when her spouse died, she was treated unfairly by the federal government and almost lost her home due to the unequal tax structure. So there's really no logical reason for a law like DOMA, the Defense of Marriage Act, to exist. It's just really, you know, spiteful and designed to treat same-sex couples unfairly.
The Attorney General Eric Holder said last year that the Obama administration will no longer defend this law, DOMA, in court.
Eric Holder and the President and the Justice Department have acknowledged, have realized that a law like DOMA is unconstitutional, and there's really no way that they can, you know, ethically defend it in court. It's a waste of resources for them to do it. And so, you know, you saw a similar situation out in California when then-Governor Schwarzenegger and now-Governor Jerry Brown have refused to defend Prop 8 in court. And so you had to, so the anti-LGBT organization ProtectMarriage.com stepped in to, in their place. So what you're seeing more and more is with growing support and growing acknowledgement that this is a fundamental freedom, you have more and more institutions just realizing that they really can't stand in the way of couples getting married anymore. It's really a serious constitutional issue.
How will this affect government benefits for federal employees and for the spouses of employees?
Well, that's interesting, too. There are, you know, there are countless ways that could be affected. Interestingly, the president has been very active in finding ways to work within the law in ways that to treat their employees as fairly as they can. So sometimes it can only go so far, you know, but, you know, with a ban like this, you could have people who are, you know, not able to protect their families with the same sort of health benefits that an opposite couple might have. You know, or, you know, it certainly affects someone's ability to sponsor a partner from another country for immigration purposes. So there are many ways that it could really affect employees of the federal government.
Now, this would likely be a close ruling. It may be 5-4. This is still a somewhat conservative Supreme Court. What are you expecting? What kind of a ruling? 5-4? What do you hope to hear?
You know, we're hopeful that the court... we're taking as a good sign that they've taken these two cases and that they're ready to, you know, resolve some of these uncertainties that are facing our community and put same-sex couples in kind of a bind who live in a country that's a patchwork of protections for them. So we're definitely hopeful for a positive outcome.